This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now on with the show.
Ho, ho, Santa is on the air. Join the VK6 Santa Amateur Radio Net. Dear friends, season's greetings from the North Pole. I'm thrilled to announce a very special holiday treat for all radio enthusiasts and their families. This year, Santa Claus has been granted an official Australian call sign, VK6 Santa. To celebrate, I will be operating an amateur radio net each day, giving children and the young at heart a chance to talk directly with me over the airwaves. Whether you'd like to share your Christmas wishes, ask about life at the North Pole, or just chat with Santa, I'd love to hear from you. The net will be operated daily from the 1st to the 24th of December with the below schedule of frequencies and times, AWST, UTC plus 8. 2 meters, 146.550 megahertz, QRM, Saturdays and Sundays, 16 o'clock to 16:30, 10 meters, CES 28.916 megahertz, QRM, SAF, Monday through Friday, 18 o'clock to 18:30 AM, Saturday and Sunday, 17 o'clock to 17:30.
20 meters, 14.316 megahertz, QRM, Monday through Friday, 18:45 to 19:15, Saturday and Sunday, 17:45 to 18:15, 40 meters, 7.216 megahertz, QRM,
Monday through Friday, 19:30, 20:00, Saturday and Sunday, 18:30, 19:00. It's a magical time of year, and I can't wait to connect with you on the air. Spread the word, warm up your rigs, and let's make the inaugural VK6 Santa Net to remember. 73, and Merry Christmas. St. Nicholas, VK6, Santa North Pole Amateur Radio Club.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. During the week, an interesting question was put to me. Am I going to make this into a GNU radio tutorial? In short, no. And yes. At this point, I know enough about what I'm attempting to recognise that I'll be deep diving into the bowels of GNU radio and the inevitable idiosyncrasies that a large project like that has. And as a result, I'll likely have to explain the context in which something broke, which will no doubt result in me having to walk you through the details. So this means that there will be trips into how this thing works, but I'm not currently planning a GNU radio course. Not only because that's not what Bold Yak is about, but because I like to know what I'm talking about, even if the peanut gallery might at this point call out, "Why start now?" Yes, from time to time, what I'm talking about here is based on something I'm still in the process of learning, and obviously I make mistakes. Now, if you haven't been playing along, let me state the purpose of why I'm here. The Bold Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional, and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU radio. In the pursuit of happiness, I've been resisting making a table with the various communication protocols in use to extract data and control the data stream within the software-defined radio world. I've been avoiding this because I don't feel like I know the landscape well enough. Of course, making the table will create a better understanding, chicken and egg. I do have a handle on what functionality is required. So, in the spirit of writing it down or it didn't happen, here's what I know. This thing needs to be bidirectional because it needs to be able to receive and transmit. I don't yet know if this functionality needs to be symmetric. What I mean by that is I don't know if both directions need the same functionality. Consider, for example, a distributed receiver decoder. Imagine a device that spits out bytes at a particular rate. These bytes represent received radio signal. How and what they are specifically, I'll leave alone for the moment. This information needs to be read and processed. The processing could happen on the same computer, or it could be a separate computer connected to the local network, or a remote network across the internet. There could be more than one computer doing the work. We could choose to send the whole stream of bytes, our radio signal, to every computer. This is how YouTube works when multiple people watch the same video. And yes, I'm ignoring caching for the moment. It requires a boatload of network bandwidth and hardware. You could send part of the signal to a receiver. This is how WebSDR works. This requires a mechanism to select and control each part of the data stream. A third option is to use a networking technique called multicast. It provides a way to send a data-intensive stream, like our radio signal, to multiple computers simultaneously. NASA uses this to distribute radio signals all over the place. I used it in the early 1990s to broadcast a live radio show I hosted, Online Computing Radio, across the globe with listeners in Sweden, Switzerland and Greenland, whilst I was in a radio studio in Perth, Western Australia. This only to say that multicast has been around for a long time. Another way to look at this is that a radio transmission is a multicast signal. As long as you're within range, anyone can receive the same signal. To keep track of what we were talking about, this is discussing how a digitized received radio signal is distributed to various computers for processing. Each of those three methods can be combined in interesting ways depending on requirements. For example, a spectrum logging tool might expect the entire stream, but an FM decoder might only want one little slice. A RTTY decoder might want a different slice and an FT8 decoder yet another. Before I go on, let me come up with some terms. No doubt these will get refined, but for now I'm going to define a receiver as a computer that acts as a destination, or sink, for a stream of radio bytes across the network. Similarly, I'll define a computer that generates a source of radio bytes as a transmitter. I'm not yet sure what to call the computer that's physically connected to the antenna, but I'll start with using the term antenna node. This isn't strictly accurate since there's more than an antenna there, but I have to start somewhere. I note that GNU Radio calls a transmitter a source and calls a receiver a sink. With that nomenclature, our antenna node would be considered both a sink and a source, which doesn't really help us here. Back to the receiver. All of this needs some form of control intelligence, as in, a receiver needs to be able to control where the signal comes from, or, said differently, you need to be able to select an antenna node. Not only that, you need to be able to tell the antenna node specifically what data you want and perhaps in what form. Now, on the reverse side of this, the transmit chain, do we need the same functionality? Does an antenna node need to be able to accommodate multiple transmitters? Does such a thing exist? Do you want it to exist? How would we get one data stream from the transmitter to the antenna node? How would we do this with multiple streams? Is the same control system required? At this point, you're likely to realize that this isn't trivial. We can pick something and just start, but I'd like to spend at least a little amount of time considering the options. With over 40 years in the computing field, I'm leaning towards making the transmit and receive identical, because we don't yet know what we don't know. And besides, I can sort of see how multiple transmitters might use the same antenna node, and what the real-world applications of this might be. Something else to wrap your head around. What if the transmit logic was the reverse of the receive logic? As in, the same thing, just swapping sync and source around. It has a certain elegance about it, even if I don't yet know how this might be achieved. I'd also like to take a moment to thank Kevin, Victor Echo 7 Zulu Delta, Nick, Victor Alpha 3 November November Whiskey, and Mark, Whiskey 1 Mike Mike, for their thoughts and suggestions. Keep them coming. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is News West.
your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Make a note in your new 2025 diary now, Saturday, February 15th, 2025. The Peel Amateur Radio Group PARG Fest on Saturday, February 15th, 2025 at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Doors open for exhibitors at 8 a.m. sharp. The doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the PARG mega raffle will be drawn with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You've got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the PARG secretary now. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the PARG website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th, 25.
Good morning. I'm Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 15th of December. Not much different from last week. Same equipment, different week. And today I have a 2800 2-meter FM transceiver by Yaesu, 2 meters, 65 watts output, $100. I also have a Kenwood Tango Sierra 660 HF and 6-meter SSB transceiver, $150. There's also a power supply homebrewed, $20, a Mirage 2-meter amplifier for 35 watts, it's a B34G, $30. There's a Palomar amplifier, Tango X-Ray 225 Hotel Delta, $30. There's an ATU, homebrew ATU, $50 or nearest offer. There's a Yaesu handheld transceiver, FT209 Romeo Hotel and manual, $10. There's also low-pass filters, $10. They're 0 to 30 megahertz low-pass filters. And if you want any of those items or are interested in any further detail, phone me on 0427 000995. It's on behalf of David McSweeney, VK6PYN or 6084. And this is Roy, VK6X-ray Victor. If you have any items for next week, that's email address also and phone number. VK6X-ray Victor at bigpond.com is the email address. Telephone number 0427 000995. If you want to use the electric telephone, thank you for listening. 73 for now.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.